Yeah, that Davenport news is a bummer. We wait to see what the Lions have to say about it. But you start looking at defensively, Jalen Reeves-Maybin was forced into action yesterday. He played 27 defensive snaps. Aleem McNeil only played 16 defensive snaps. Derek Barnes only played 11 defensive snaps. All guys that got banged up. Brian Branch had the helmet-to-helmet late in the game. I never heard anything after that. Did he come into the game after that?
I don't think he did.
I don't remember him coming back.
Laporta played.
He looked like he might have been knocked out, too, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. Laporta played 43 of 68 offensive snaps. Parker Hesse played 13 snaps. I can't imagine they went to that game thinking he was going to play that much. I mean, there were a bunch of guys.
How many snaps did Neiman get?
Neiman got 7. So, I mean, they're starting to pile up here.
They are. Now, fortunately, like the linebacker spot, Anzalone might be back for Monday night. Looks like he was training that direction to come back. They just held him out yesterday. So you get a linebacker back, which should help. And the fact that they've got Rodriguez to pick up the slack, yep, or Jalen Reeves-Maybin or Neiman, that bodes well for the locker room with the linebacker room. It's a good linebacker room.
Yep.
Defensive tackle, if Aleem McNeil is out, well, fortunately, the Lions, they just got DJ Reader back, and now they've got other players. They like Mekhi Wingo a lot. Anzarike's played great to start off. I mean, they've got some versatility there as well. Davenport starts to shift things, because as much as you like Anzarike, maybe he plays the middle, Anzarike can also play the outside. And now you're thinking about James Houston coming back, and is he going to play a role? But they are starting to mount, and yep, they get some guys back and they lose some guys. And hopefully the ones that came out of the game yesterday, hopefully they're not long-term, but the Barnes injury didn't look good, a knee. And then McNeil with a shoulder, who didn't really, what'd you say, 11 snaps or 16 snaps from McNeil?
Yep.
Oof. That's tough. Hopefully he won't be out long, if at all. We don't know, because they haven't said anything yet. But that news on Davenport is a little sobering.
Let's get back to your open line calls. Kevin, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
All right, Kev.
Just wanted to make a couple comments about Michigan State and their quarterback position. You know, the new coach came in and transferred in a kid from Oregon State who's doing an okay job, but the other day I think he's just under 50% and 3 interceptions, and they're right in that game. And the reason I'm calling is the kid they have that's the backup is like an unbelievable quarterback. And when he was coming out of high school, I got a chance. I coached him in high school, not football, basketball, but he's coming out of high school, couldn't even get a scholarship Division I. He's too small, doesn't throw it hard enough.
Yeah, you're talking about Tommy Schuster, who's from Macomb ended up playing at North Dakota, was a starter there for 4 years.
And set every record they have. And you know what? The kid is just the most composed kid. He doesn't throw bad balls. The time he got, you know, 2 weeks ago, he was 8-for-10 for 90-some yards. He's accurate. He doesn't ever get rattled. And, you know, I believe the other day, if Tommy Schuster's quarterback in their team, they win that game, because he wouldn't have thrown 3 interceptions, and he gets the ball right on the money.
So, Kevin, here's the thing. I love that you love your guy, and it's cool. And I'm, you know, you're teaching the audience about him, but here's my question. Do you really think that they would be playing him more if he was proving in practice that he was capable?
Well, I think that, you know, I would hope that you're right, okay? But, you know, the coach came in from Oregon State, portaled in his guy from Oregon State who was a young player who had been there, and I think there's some loyalty there. And, again, you don't see a player till they're thrown in. I mean, this is a step up. This is D1, big-time football, Big Ten, and, you know, the theater. But this kid has something that I coached 38 years of high school basketball. This kid has something that very few kids have.
He's not rattled under any situation.
All right, you've made that point. All right, so like, what do you think?
I thought Tommy Schuster, when he played last week, stepped in, did a real nice job against a horrible, horrible team, but did a great job. Like, he did everything he was supposed to do, completed his passes. He looked competent. He didn't look – I agree with him. He didn't look rattled. I agree with a lot what he had to say. I think you still you start Aiden Childs because Childs makes plays that, as good as Tommy Schuster might be, he can't make these plays. He can't run like Aiden Childs can run. He can't buy himself the extra time that Childs can do. Childs has made mistakes, but they're correctable mistakes, and he's going to get better with the experience. He's clearly the future for Michigan State. Now, do I think that there is a little bit of giving him more time to work through this because he's the guy that they brought through with the head coach? Yeah, I can't disagree with that. I'm sure that there's some of that that goes there. But I also think that the coach is going to make the right decision and the best decision for Michigan State moving forward. And, you know, will we see Tommy Schuster against Ohio State? Things might get out of hand. This just, you know, Ohio State's really good. And Michigan State is not at Ohio State's level. So we'll see if he gets some experience this week against the Buckeyes. But I'm more curious. I'm not I feel like I like what I can see from Schuster as a backup quarterback, but I'm dying to see more from the starting quarterback, and that's Aiden Childs, because his talent and potential is so high. I want to see how much he's learned over the first 4 weeks of the season and carry that into a really fun environment to be a night game there in front of your own student body against a really, really tough opponent. How is he going to handle that situation?
He was going to bat for his guy, though.
Oh, no, well, absolutely. And look, if you watched Schuster mop up last week or a week and a half ago, you couldn't help but say, he looked pretty good. He looked pretty good. And it was one of those kind of under-the-radar transfer portal moves that made a lot of sense. You got a quarterback who has a ton of experience, although not in the Big Ten, but he's got a ton of experience starting 3 or 4 years at North Dakota.
Tom on a sell, you're on 97. Want a ticket. Hi, Tom.
Hey, happy Monday, guys.
You too.
You know, the Davenport news stinks, but really it doesn't come as a surprise given his track record.
Probably
I mean, you got to admit that.
Probably
yeah,
not.
But my thing is, don't mess around with the defensive line. I know you guys have mentioned that maybe moving McCord, whatever, to defensive end. But what about maybe signing a guy like Yannick Ngakoue, who's still out there? Yeah, he's 30 years old, but really you only need him for 10 or 15 plays a game. Rush the passer. We've got the salary cap flexibility, so, you know, I don't know what you guys think. I don't know if they're going to say, well, he's not a locker room fit or whatever.
I don't know.
This is a Super Bowl run, guys. You do what you have to do to make it, and I just kind of want to get your thoughts about what you thought about that.
I would say this. I like the idea, but I fully trust Brad Holmes to make the right corresponding move that needs to be made at some point. And if that means that they're going to try to trade for somebody, awesome. If it means that they're going to pick up a free agent, great. If it means that they just say, well, we promote James Houston, or he's not even promoted, he'll be active on Sunday or on Monday night, then so be it. But I think Brad Holmes has earned that trust from us as a fan base that he knows what he's doing.
I agree with you on that aspect, Gator, but think about it. You know, he signed somebody, you know, in Davenport that's got that injury history. Now you're going to rely on James Houston coming back, who has the same track record of history, short, you know, of injury history in his first few years in the league. I mean, what's wrong with adding depth?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm not going to question the guy who's in charge of adding that depth. Maybe it is as simple as, you know what, let's go and look at the free agents. Here's Ngakoue. Let's bring him in. Maybe it's that simple.
They've got – there's something that you hear about the league around the league about Tuesday tryouts. I suspect there are going to be some edge rushers in Allen Park tomorrow.
There might be.
Yeah, Andre Flewellen is, according to reports, is not going to be in Allen Park. You didn't let me finish, okay?
No, yeah, you're right.
All right, I just want to say that. But I tell you right now, Ticketex, Hassan Reddick is a name that keeps popping up with Ticketexers. And that would cost you, though, because he wants a contract. You don't bring in a guy like that.
Oh, the Jets traded for him?
Yeah, like
the Jets
idiots.
Traded for him, and he's like, I want a contract, and you're not giving me a contract? I'm not playing. You know, and they're like, well, you're on the Jets. No, you didn't give me a contract. I'm not going to play. So why would the Lions trade for Hassan Reddick?
They'd have to
Reddick?
Give him a contract.
Right, exactly. You have to give him a contract, and not, that's not the guy I want to give a contract.
I'm going to guess that the Lions brass, it's just a guess, would not be into bringing a guy in that would rather sit out to get his contract than play football, even if he's still in negotiations. It's part of a negotiation ploy. It's a business. But I'm going to guess that they probably don't prefer that guy over somebody else.